Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 4th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepared this message today from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, after a beautiful night of rain. It's a joy to share God's Word with you and hopefully bring you some training and encouragement today. Today's message is titled, Sowing Seed. The scripture text, and it's just a portion of the introduction to the parable of the sower, is from Matthew 13, verse 3.
A farmer went out to sow his seed.
I just sowed some grass seed in a bare spot in our backyard 2 days ago. Well, grass seed's pretty easy to sow. I slightly scored up the ground with a leaf rake and then spread the seed by hand, similar to the method used for thousands of years for sowing seed. Now I just need to keep the area damp for several days and I will have a new grassy area. On the overnight inch of rain was a great help.
Farmers use a number of different methods to prepare their fields for planting. The traditional plow completely turns the soil over. It's always captured Stephen's attention, especially since we moved to this area, and mine, a little less interested, but still. He stops everything. We pull over and watch when we see a large team of horses or mules to pull the plow as they continue to use this labor-intensive method, the Amish. And it's both manpower and horsepower. Modern farm equipment has huge plows that cover a wide section with each pass.
However, many farmers now plant using a technique known as no-till. In fact, our Amish friend Jesse Lapp uses this method. Rather than plowing up the field, the soil is merely scored and the seed inserted along with a squirt of fertilizer. Several weeks ago, they harvested the grassy barley in the field across from our home as forage, and a short time later, they planted corn using this method. Afterwards, you could see the tiny score line, but apart from that, there was hardly any evidence that there had been any sowing. Now, we can see the corn growing. The farmer then applies a selective herbicide that kills the weeds without harming the germinating corn kernels. However, all throughout the season, the farmer will be dealing with a wide variety of weeds and other pests.
A fundamental reality in farming is the importance of weed control, and that's also a fundamental truth in Christian discipleship. In the parable of the sower, Jesus uses a farming illustration that connects not only with his initial hearers, but to all diligent students of the Bible. If you live in the city or a suburb and you have no knowledge of agriculture, you'll need to learn a little bit about farming to understand this.
Let me just share a point that won't be in the written part today, but I'm just compelled to share in our podcast. We think that is the proper way to understand the Bible, both regarding the translation of the Bible, which should be as word for word as possible. We're a bit annoyed by modern translations that reword it to try to help modern man, but actually change it altogether. We think if you want to do that as an illustration within a sermon, that's fine, but to actually change the word to try to connect with modern man is wrong. Well, in this parable, Jesus emphasized his plan that we be fruitful as his followers. The thorns, or weeds, illustrate hindrances to our growth and fruitfulness as Christians. Some seed was sown among the thorns, or weeds, which choked the word as it developed. Well, Jesus elaborates on this deadly choking using three conditions we can all identify with. They're every bit as applicable today as when he shared the parable 2,000 years ago. These three conditions are the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things. End quote. These are the thorns that choke God's word in our lives. In the next several messages, I want to examine these three thorns, one at a time.
So, I wonder, is there a spiritual herbicide that will kill the weeds that hinder my spiritual growth? The answer is yes. As we submit to the Lord and His Word, as we deny the desires of the old nature, and as we apply godly principles, we see the weeds die. However, it's a persistent effort since those pesky weeds keep coming back. That's the same with the application of the herbicide to the farmer's field or to our small vegetable garden for that matter. Weeds always come back.
Well, is there a single method, perhaps a course or a spiritual experience, which will once and for all rid us of all the weeds that hinder our spiritual life? Well, we think not. Not on this side, anyway. We are to remain faithful, pulling out those pesky weeds from our human nature that rob spiritual nutrients intended to feed our soul and grow our faith.
Let's pray together and make this your prayer today. Father, I want my spirit to be receptive of the seed you sow in my life as I read and apply your scriptural truths. I don't want to be like a barren wasteland or a patch of weeds, but I want my heart to be like the rich, fertile soil that produces fruit. 160 or 30 times what was sown, as scripture tells us. I avail myself to the scriptures that teach me to properly cultivate my spirit so that I grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I do so, spiritual fruit is evident in my words and actions as it flows forth from my inner spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, what a joy to share today's perspective with you from the scripture. We are on the web. We place these messages each day to dailyencouragement.net. Of course, some of you read this through our email posts or perhaps through a blog feed. But nevertheless, we always point this out because we place pictures up today more than usual. Today's message gave me an opportunity to share some of my many, many tractor photos. And I enjoy tractors. I suppose I have since I was a kid, and I would go to my Uncle Gentry's farm in, near tiny Harwood, Missouri, and get to ride on his tractor. As I got older, I actually drive the tractor. Well, we have those photos. We have just one song today that seems to fit so well with the message. It's a song that I enjoy playing as I drive through the rural areas. I actually enjoy a Brooklyn Tabernacle version. This is not their version, but very similar. It's titled Field of Souls, and it does a good job of capturing the analogy of the physical and spiritual in regard to sowing. Again, we're at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, June 4th, 2009. May God help us all to continue to faithfully sow.